Well, the reason I put this on the agenda is because, as everybody is aware of, the amount of accidents that are on the road at the minute between fatalities and serious injuries, and I am convinced that that is a direct result of the lack of checkpoints on the roads, and the fact that people are taking a chance and they know that, you know, there's a possibility that they won't be caught. So I have put this on the agenda because it's such a serious issue, and I know that the number of guards on these road policing units, like, they have been, that number has been reduced significantly over the past few years, and it's such a serious issue. So many people are talking about it, people are scratching their heads and, you know, and wringing their hands and saying we have to do something about it. But surely, you know, if there is a deterrent there, that if you're out driving on the road day or night, that you are not going to, if you know that you are going to be stopped at a checkpoint, you are not going to drink and drive, or you're not going to take drugs and drive, or you're going to put on your seatbelt and you're going to drive safely. So this has to be a deterrent. I know that we have the education, and I keep talking about these three E's: education, engineering and enforcement. We're working on the education with police, having guards out in the schools, and the RSA are running out programs, but that's still not enough that for students to know, you know, how to learn about the dangers on the roads and when they start to drive. Engineering, we're working on reducing the speed on some of our local roads, because figures have shown that an awful lot of accidents actually occur close to people's homes on local and regional roads. So that's the education and the engineering, but the big one that's standing out is still enforcement. So you have to have the three working in tandem for the numbers of fatalities and serious accidents to reduce on the road. So that's what I've asked today for, the numbers of checkpoints that have been carried out in the last year, at least in Sligo, and just to see what is the correlation and what is the reason, and to ask for more resources. And it's through the JPC that we can ask for these directly to the Minister for Justice, to look for more supports for our guards on the roads in the northwest, in the Sligo Leitrim division in particular.
Would the root of the problem, though, be not just a general lack of personnel within Sligo and Leitrim? I'm sure that Gardaí and those particularly working in the roads policing unit would only love to be out carrying out checkpoints regularly, but there's just simply not enough of them to go round.
That's it. Yeah, that's it, and that's what I've been told. That's what, you know, what I've been told on the ground, that they want to be out more, but they're just not given the resources and they're not given the personnel. And I'm really hoping that there's a huge emphasis over the past couple of weeks, in particular in the media, and the management on Garda Síochána at the national level, they have come out and they're saying that there are more units and there are more resources available. And I see last weekend even the figures of the amount of people who were arrested last weekend alone, because of drink driving and driving under the influence, and that's good. That's what's needed. But I don't think we shouldn't have to keep asking for this. Like it should go as standard that this is what happens. And it's not only, you know, on bank holiday weekends. This should be all the time. It should be standard that we have checkpoints on our roads very regularly, randomly. We don't know where they are. We don't know when they're going to turn up. So we know that we have to be, you know, we have to abide by the law and drive carefully, because it's everybody is at risk. And I just think that, again, it's the enforcement that is, you have your education engineer, as I said, but it's the enforcement is the most important part of it. And, you know, the guards need to be resourced properly. They are doing their best with the resources that they have, but really there needs to be an increase in personnel in the roads policing unit all over the country, as the figures have shown that this has decreased in the over the past few years. So that's what I'm actually calling on this morning as well, is for those figures to be increased and for our guards to be resourced properly on the roads.